horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, hurry, big fellow. I am Silver. Hooray!
Lieutenant Stacy Wilbur spoke quietly to the colonel's orderly and waited, standing rigidly at attention outside the commandant's office. A moment later...
Yes?
Lieutenant Wilbur is here to see the colonel, sir.
Well, send him in, orderly.
Yes, sir. Colonel Ormsby will see you now, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Wilbur requests permission to speak to the commanding officer, sir.
Well, at ease, Lieutenant. What's on your mind?
I heard the news this morning about Lieutenant Ainslie.
A classmate of yours, wasn't he?
More than that, sir. Jim Ainslie was my best friend.
Are you suggesting that I send you out to Fort McLean to take over Ainslie's command?
Jim, Lieutenant Ainslie would have liked one of his friends to carry on for him, sir. And I'd like the assignment. Of course, only if the colonel thinks I'm qualified, sir.
Jim Ainslie was a fine man, Wilbur. More than that, he was a great soldier. Resourceful, courageous, one of the smartest Indian fighters we had. But for all that, he lost his life.
I know. I'm asking for a chance to finish the job Jim Ainslie started, sir.
Wilbur, it takes more than that officer's bar you're wearing to command a troop of cavalrymen down in the territory. It takes more than sincerity. More than a desire to avenge a fellow officer who fell in battle. Why, it takes everything you are, Wilbur. An officer, yes. Leadership, wisdom, courage, and all the things that have been trained into you as a leader of fighting men. But most of all, it takes a man among men.
Yes, sir. A man like Jim Ainslie.
Ainslie worshipped his men. They returned his loyalty and devotion a hundredfold. He was more than their commanding officer. More than a leader. He was one of them.
I'd like to be one of them, sir.
They're tough, those men of A Troop. They won't take orders from anyone who can't prove himself as tough as they are. Could you prove such a point, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Wilbur, you prepare to leave immediately for Fort McLean to assume command of A Troop.
Wait till you see that shave tail. A fella could use his boots for a mirror to shave by. And I do believe you could cut your whiskers with a crease in his britches. Well, the book says we got to have a commanding officer, so we got one. He should have been there this morning. He calls me in and says, Corporal, he says, I want you should go find me an orderly. A witch, I says. And he repeats, he wants an orderly. A dog robber. Now, can you imagine Jim Ainsley ever having a dog robber to shine his boots and polish his buttons? Huh? Can you?
No.
Well, anyway, I says to him, I says, Lieutenant, if you got any bad Injuns or white renegades you want polished off, I can find 50 men willing to tackle a chore like that. But as for polishing another man's boots, these here soldiers wasn't cut out for that kind of work.
That's right, you said.
And I says, if they was cut out for that kind of work, they sure didn't heal up right.
Cut them alone.
Yes, sir?
I couldn't help overhearing your remarks. I'll try not to let my appearance bother you as much as your appearance bothers me. Go to your quarters and crumb up, Corporal. Your uniform's a disgrace. Your boots look as though they hadn't been cleaned for 6 months.
They ain't, for a fact.
Is it against your principles to say, sir, when addressing an officer?
I don't understand all I know about principles, Lieutenant. Not the kind you're thinking about. Though I used to get along fairly well with Jim Ainsley's idea of principles.
Lieutenant Ainsley.
Lieutenant? Sure. We called him that when there was company around. Other times we called him Jim.
I'm sure I knew Lieutenant Ainsley longer and better than any man here.
Longer, maybe. Not better. You went to school with him at West Point. We went to war with Jim Ainsley at Shady Creek, Wolf River, Three Crossings. We was with him when he died at Burning Springs. I'll go to my quarters now, sir, and clean my boots and crumb up my uniform.
Corporal.
Yes? Sir?
You were saying you could find 50 men willing to polish off a bunch of bad Indians.
That's right. Sir?
Well, then find them and be quick about it. I've just received a message that the trading post at Shady Creek has been attacked by Red Wolf and a big war party. Get the bugler on the double. Have him sound boots and saddles. We ride under full pack in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Steady, big fella. Now, we can water the horses here. Dan, will you take care of filling the canteens?
Yes, sir.
Here, me hold Victor for you, Dan.
Thanks, Tonto.
Before heading out across the desert, it might be wise for us to camp close by here for a few days, Tonto, and give the horses a rest.
That's a smart plan, King Stubby.
Dan, go a little farther upstream to fill those canteens. The horses have it all muddied up near here.
All right. Looks like a good deep spring up this way.
We can't be very far from the settlement of Shady Creek.
That's where fellow run trading post.
Still, I was thinking, Kemosabe. If we camp near here, Dan can ride in and replenish our supplies.
Come, Scout. Here, fellow. You ride over to Pine Woods, find camp for us.
Hey! Come here, quick!
Get him up, Scout, or Silver. Oh, boy. Oh,
hey, big fellow.
Golly, I thought at first it was a bear, but look, over there in the brush.
Horse standing there. Where's saddle?
Looks as though the reins were tangled in the brush. Come on. Here, Dan, hold the horse, will you?
Yes.
I'll untangle this. Look, Tonto.
Blood on saddle.
Yes, but the saddle, Tonto.
Oh, that bad.
No telling how bad. Finding this horse tangled in the brush, we don't know if the rider is close by or miles away. Stay here with the horses, Dan. Tonto and I'll search this section.
Yes.
If you see anyone coming, take my rifle from the saddle boot and fire it as a signal. Come on, Tonto.
You make big talk. like. You say Red Wolf make braves go on warpath. You bring Red Wolf guns. Red Wolf not wait more. Red Wolf think you talk lies, Tiger.
No, wait. Wait a minute. I think maybe I can get you some of them right soon. Guns and scalps to go with them. How's that?
Speak, Tiger.
Yeah, sure. It's perfect. You fellas raided Shady Creek today. Had a scrape with the cavalry and got away in pretty good shape, didn't you? Well, tomorrow we'll play trump cards on them soldiers. Now listen, Red Wolf, it's perfect. I'll fix it for someone to ride into Fort McLean with the news that you're attacking a settlement at Wolf River, see? Then, while the soldiers are riding to the settlement, you and your men can ride into the fort and take over the stockade. And when the soldiers come back, they'll ride into the doggonedest ambush that ever was.
Maybe you lie to Red Wolf.
What? How do you mean?
Maybe you'll make stockade trap for Indians.
Oh, you ain't even talking sense. You know blame well I can't operate while them soldiers are around here. That's why I'm more than willing to help you, see?
Red Wolf believe you if you ride with Indians to stockade.
Sure, of course I will. That'll prove to you I'm honest. Sure, I'll ride. Hey.
Hey,
this rifle. Where'd you get it?
They take them from prisoner.
Prisoner? That's a United States Army rifle.
Red Wolf got Army soldier next teepee.
Why, you blamed... And us standing here blabbing away. Come on, I want to see that soldier.
Him plenty bad hurt. You come. Him there. Maybe him dead.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's playing possum. Well, I'll soon find out. Hey, you! I know that soldier, Red Wolf. His name's Malone. He's a corporal in the cavalry and a plenty tough hombre. You there, Malone.
You kick dead man, Tackett. Him wounded by Indian arrows, die.
Maybe and maybe not. But you better make it your business to see he don't never leave here.
You not worry. Red Wolf know how to take care of pale-faced soldier.
Keep going. Much longer. Can't keep going. Can't make it. So tired. Gotta rest. Can't make it.
Those men from A Troop are tough, Lieutenant. They won't take orders from anyone who can't prove himself as tough as they are. But you prove such a point, Lieutenant?
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm tough, Colonel. Tough. Got to keep going. Can't give up now. Got to find Malone. Got to be tough.
Takes more than a bar on your shoulder, Lieutenant. You've got to be more than a leader, more than an officer. You've got to be a man among men.
Just give me a chance, Colonel. Please give me a chance to finish the job Jim Ainsley started. Got to keep going. Got to get... Ryder's coming. Got to get away. Got to find Corporal Malone.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. To the south, the Battle of Shady Creek had ended in a hopeless shambles. The men of Troop A followed the trail of the daring Red Wolf until it was lost in the broken foothills to the north, and then returned to their post at Fort McLean. The roll call revealed the grim truth that 16 men had been lost, including Corporal Malone and the newly appointed commanding officer, Lieutenant Wilbur.
Malone wanted to retreat and reorganize. crazy shavetail insisted on following through with the first charge.
Never was a better soldier in this outfit than Bud Malone. Nobody even saw where he fell. No sign, no trace, nothing.
All I could see, and all I'll ever remember seeing, is that lieutenant hightailing it across the prairie as fast as he could go. Well, we better get organized.
Yeah, and then we'll fill our war bags and hit the trail after Red Wolf. Good name for that locoed killer.
Come on, Jack. Hey, who's that riding in from the north?
Why, he's in uniform. Maybe it's Malone. Maybe he... No. No, I can see it ain't. It's our buddy, Lieutenant Wilbur.
Coming back to look for someone to shine his boots, I reckon, now that the fighting's over and done with.
Oh, Silver, hold on.
Put your heels together, Private, and salute the lieutenant like a good soldier.
Stop joking, fella. I wouldn't salute that Jasper for all the gold in California.
You don't have to salute me, soldier. You'll never have to salute me. But you're going to salute the uniform I wear. And now.
Not me. Now or never. You can get your Owl Hoot friends to do your saluting for you from now on. The masked man and the Indian, whoever they are.
These are my friends. The masked man...
Never mind, Lieutenant. That isn't important now. The important thing is to get your men together and get out of...
His men? You're calling us his men?
I am. You should be proud to be under his command.
Well, of all the... What's he peeling off his blouse for?
There's what you salute, soldier. The things that are on that blouse, hanging on the fence post.
What? What you mean?
You salute an officer's uniform and what that stands for. The insignia on his shoulder. Not the man, soldier. The uniform. Now get busy before I knock your blasted ears off.
You've got a lot of nerve, Lieutenant. After running out on us at the Battle of Shady Creek, leaving us to lose 15 men, including Corporal Malone, the best doggone cavalryman that ever raised a saber.
Just a minute, soldier. Your friend Corporal Malone isn't lost. He's alive. With a better than even chance of pulling through. Thanks entirely to your commanding officer, Lieutenant Wilbur.
Look, outlaw. I don't know who you are or what you're trying to pull off.
If you'll listen, I'll tell you. Lieutenant Wilbur was the only man at the Battle of Shady Creek who saw Malone fall. He was the only man who saw a group of Indians capture Malone and ride away with him. The lieutenant gave chase and fought the red men all the way to the foothills. There we found his horse. Followed his own blood trail to the point where he'd been wounded.
Wait a minute.
You wait a minute. The lieutenant fell from his horse. The raiding party rode away. Later, when he recovered consciousness, he took up the trail on foot, determined to find Red Wolf's hideout and rescue Corporal Malone.
Just where do you fit in this thing?
My friends and I backtailed the lieutenant's horse. We found Lieutenant Wilbur. Through the information he was able to give us, we followed the Indians and found their camp.
Yeah? Then what?
Otto can tell you best, I think.
Well, me get into camp. Get close to teepee of Chief Red Wolf. Tonto listen. Hear war talk between Red Wolf and Bad White Fella.
Bad White Fella? What fella?
Him named Tackett. You know him?
Tackett? Rance Tackett? What? I can't believe that he'd be throwing in with Red Wolf.
Go on, Tonto.
Well, Tackett fella promised Red Wolf many guns to kill soldier. If Red Wolf make many raids on settlement and soldier posts.
So Tackett wants the soldiers out of the way, huh? I'd sure like to know what he's up to.
I think I can explain that later. Go on, Tonto.
Well, Tonto learn that soldier fella Malone in teepee next to Red Wolf. Him prisoner, bad hurt. Tackett fella, him go in and kick soldier. Yeah. Him afraid Malone fella hear talk between Tackett and Red Wolf.
That dirty cowards.
Pretty soon, them think Malone may be dead. Them go away. Me wait a little while. Then take knife and cut hole in back of teepee where soldier fella lay. Me bring him back to camp where we have Lieutenant Wilbur.
I guess we acted like a bunch of school kids. What we've been thinking about you, Lieutenant. We figured you'd run out on us.
Where's Malone at now?
Safe in my camp. Otto and I dressed his wound, and he'll be able to move within a few days. Now, Lieutenant, I think you'd better explain to these men of the troop what Red Wolf and Tackett have in store for them.
In just a moment. First, there's a matter of this uniform blouse hanging on the fence post. Well, soldier?
Still want to see me salute, huh, Lieutenant?
I'm waiting.
Just one small request, Lieutenant.
Well?
Please, sir, put the blouse on, will you? I'll give you the snappiest salute you ever saw. But if it's all right with you, I'd like to salute the uniform and the man that's wearing it.
Hey, soldier.
Yeah. What are you all lathered up for, neighbor? What's wrong?
Yeah, it's Red Wolf again. Red Wolf and his band of Indian raiders. They've attacked the settlement of Wolf River.
What? You sure about that?
For sure, I'm sure. A fella told me himself. Asked me to ride to the fort and get the soldiers.
What fella, mister?
Well, how do I know what fella? What difference does that make? He's on foot. Said his horse had been shot out from under him. Asked me to please hurry.
I see. Well...
Where you going or ain't you? Their folks is in trouble. They need you bad. Ain't nobody else in the territory can take care of them Injuns.
That's right, neighbor. We'll be riding pronto. If you ever see this fella again, what gave you the message, tell him the soldiers took care of Red Wolf and his killers, will you?
Yeah, you better hurry, that's all. They need you bad. Get up there.
Well, that was it. Like you said, masked man.
Everything in readiness? Got all of your guns and ammunition out of the stockade? Did you take care of the stockade gate?
We're ready for them. Did it just as you said. Took the bar off the inside and put it on the outside. It won't be noticeable when the gate's opened back against the stockade wall.
Good. Now listen. Somewhere back in the brush at this very moment, Red Wolf has scouts watching the stockade. They're waiting to send his war party the signal as soon as you men ride away. Have your buglers sound boots and saddles and make it look good. Get into formation as quickly as possible and ride off in the direction of Wolf River.
Bugler!
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
As soon as you pass out of sight from the fort, split into two formations and circle back. One from the east and one from the west. Remember, Red Wolf's purpose in this raid is to get rifles and ammunition. For the most part, they'll be armed with bows and arrows. It's up to us to see that they don't succeed. Because if they do, they'll want scalps to go with every rifle they take.
All right, men. You know the plan. Get to your horses.
Red Wolf. Them sentries must have lit out and hunted cover when they seen us coming. The place is deserted.
Warriors find them plenty quick.
The sooner the better. Now get your men inside and start rounding up the guns and ammunition.
Come on now, Opal, take it!
And while you're doing that, I'll dump the kerosene on these log walls. Hey, this place will go up like a flaming matchbox when them soldiers get back here and inside. Tell them Redskins to hurry it up, Red Wolf. We gotta be well hid back in the brush when them soldiers get back.
Whenever you're ready, masked man. They're all inside, ransacking the stockade.
I'm ready, Lieutenant. Tonto, please hand me my rifle.
Be sure you shoot straight. Because if you miss the rope that's holding that gate open, you might not get a second chance. Them Redskins will really come boiling out of that. Hey, what the?
Apparently, they've just discovered that the rifles are not in the stockade.
Come on. Hurry up. Shoot.
Don't like to hurry on a shot like this, Lieutenant. Steady.
You did it. Cut the rope clean in two.
The gate is shut and locked. Looks like you'll have quite a batch of prisoners to look after, Lieutenant.
Did you see that form of Lance Tackett up there spreading kerosene on them walls, huh?
Yes, I saw him, soldier. Now, let's go find out how anxious he is to light that fire.
Steady, big fella. Follow me, men. Come on, Silver. Get him up.
Hold, Silver. Easy now. All right, Lieutenant. Have your men fire a volley over the stockade. Then we'll talk to Tackett.
Ready, men! Aim! Right over the stockade! Fire!
All right, Tackett. You and your friends can take your choice. Surrender or die.
How would you rats like to die in your own flaming trap?
You haven't much time in which to make up your mind.
Hey, what in the world? Look!
Chief Red Wolf on the stockade wall. Listen, he wants to speak.
Paleface, open gate now. Red Wolf, surrender.
Red Wolf, men! You there, soldier, open the stockade gate and watch out for tricks.
You not worry. No more tricks now.
Get your horse, Tonto. Ride out to our camp and get Dan. I'll meet you on the trail.
And what me tell soldier fellow Malone?
Tell him that...
Masked man!
What that?
The lieutenant, he's found something inside. He's running this way.
Tackett, the renegade!
What about him, Lieutenant?
He's dead. The Indians.
They must have suspected him of turning his own treachery against them. That's not a pleasant sight. There must be 100 arrows in his body. See you later, masked man.
Well, who can say that Rance Tackett didn't plan his own death? Tonto. Go get Dan and meet me on the trail.
And what about message for Soldier Fellow Malone?
Tell Corporal Malone that his men know where he's located. They'll be along immediately. Tell him, too, that Lieutenant Wilbur has Red Wolf and all of his men prisoners.
Malone, him be plenty glad to hear that. How to go now? Get him up, scout!
Man has to be tough on the frontier. It takes more than courage and strength to lead men like these.
Come alive there, you men! Stand up those bows and arrows! Search every prisoner for concealed weapons! The Colonel there will go after Corporal Malone immediately!
Steady, Silver. You've been fine, fella. Easy now. Takes a man among men, a man like Lieutenant Wilbur. Come on, Silver.
Well, where'd that masked man go? Where's the Lone Ranger?
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.